Avril Lavigne, do you know how she became famous in the first place? You know what happened to her? You know the whole story?
She was on YouTube.
No, she was not.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing that happened to, you know how you discovered Ben Folds 5 and nobody was playing Brick, but you just like, you loved it, you added it, and you played it like crazy, and then suddenly it blew up and it was everywhere?
Right.
Okay. So the same thing happened with Avril Lavigne. She had sent, not she, but her record label sent Skater Boy to Z100 in New York. I know the story because I was there at the time. Sent Skater Boy to Z100 and they sent it around to everywhere and nobody was interested. It was in everybody's like crap, no thank you pile.
Uh-huh.
Well, Tom Pullman, who at the time was the program director and like running Z100, bored, looking for something new, pulled it out, popped it in and thought it was the greatest thing he ever played. And he said, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. This song is a hit. Called the record label and said, what's your plan with Avril Lavigne? I'm adding the song on Monday. And they said, oh, no, yeah, it's not working for us. We're going to drop her. We're going to drop it. And he said, I'm adding it Monday, so figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. He added it Monday, and she became a star. I mean, that song took off. She had one hit after another, but people, her fans at the time were saying that she couldn't really handle fame. So she found this girl named Melissa who looked a lot like her, and mm-hmm. she would send her out to do appearances when she wasn't into it or couldn't handle it or didn't feel like doing it.
Right.
So there was this doppelganger named Melissa who was out there. So somehow this conspiracy theory got started when Avril Lavigne kind of dropped out of the music industry for a little while, that she died and that the record label replaced her with Melissa, and every time you see Avril Lavigne, it's Melissa.
Right.
But that's not true. Her fans don't realize that over the course of time, you start to age. And when you age, you no longer look like you look like when you were 17. So Avril Lavigne is still Avril Lavigne. She just doesn't look like the 17-year-old Avril Lavigne that you knew back in the day.
But she looks like Melissa.
No, it's Avril Lavigne. It's her.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I interviewed her when I was at one of my radio stations recently. So I interviewed her. She came in. She wasn't very nice. So I'm 100% sure it was her because Melissa would have been really nice.
She would have been happy to take. Well, maybe she could be a raging, you know what, now that she's famous.
No,
and nobody can call her Melissa anymore. They're calling her Avril. And you got to feel bad for Melissa because she was married to that Nickelback guy.
Right, yeah.
So and that would put anybody in a bad mood.
Wasn't she married to the dude from Sum 41 also?
I don't know. I just know she was married to Chad from Nickelback.
So wait, so she just did an interview recently where she talked about this conspiracy theory.
Yeah, some people think that I'm not the real me, which is so weird. Like, why would they even think that? I love this game.
But when you look at the two photos that The Independent has of her, when she was Avril, now that she's Melissa, it's two different people. It's not the same person.
No, Anthony, it's still her. She just aged. The picture they have of her on the left is when she was Avril Lavigne in the like late 90s, early 2000s, whenever that was. And she was a kid. And now she's 36. You know, I'm sorry, people age. They start to look different over time, and
your
that's what happens.
Your eyes don't move. Your nose doesn't move in a different location. It doesn't even look like her.
It looks exactly like her, except her hair is blonder now. That's, trust me, that's Avril Lavigne.
Don't believe you. Let me have one thing. Just let me have that it's a clone.
Fine. It's not Avril Lavigne, it's her clone.
Thank you. That's all I want. Just give me one thing. Give me Elvis is alive, Avril Lavigne is a clone, and Paul McCartney died. That's what I, you know, because Paul McCartney's a clone too.
Oh, really? You're going to start this with me now?
They're all clones.
They're all clones.
They're all, yeah, that's what I believe.
Uh-huh.
But
Beyonce
Avril Lavigne
too?
Could be. You might be a clone. I don't know.
Ah, that's more likely that I'm the clone.
Yeah, I think because sometimes you're nice and sometimes you're raging, you know what? So I think the clone is the nice one. And Cooper's just always a raging, you know what? So every now and then.
Your theory makes no sense because a clone looks exactly like the person. Okay. So if you're saying they're saying that an imposter, somebody replaced her, you're saying a clone. A clone is the exact same replica of you. So you can't say it doesn't look like her. It's a clone.